Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Bleeding, she keeps on bleeding for you. Keeps bleeding for Vin.
Yeah, she's bleeding for Vin. Vinny loves that song. It's so sweet, so special.
You know, when I heard that in my headphones, I went, they're going to try and frame me as a fan of that song again. I know it. It's just automatic.
He's always walking around, singing it. Mm-hmm. You know, it is one of those songs that gets in your head. You have not been framed, my friend.
I have been framed.
We're just revealing your secrets.
I mean, secretly. I do like that song. You're right.
He loves that song.
Well, you really got me over a barrel this time, don't you?
Kind of. Anyway, it's time for...
Oh. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Explore Butte County. Hike the top 35 trails in Butte County. Download the Hike Butte CA Pass at explorebuttecounty.com/hike. Hike the trails, win swag. Okay,
Chico!
So it is finally a Friday, and it's the end of the month. Mm. So, you know, there's a lot of good happening here. It's the end of the week, end of the month. It's payday for many people. That's great news. Today's weather is partly to mostly cloudy. Highs still going to be warm, and we'll see plenty of sunshine this weekend, but there's going to be some clouds mixed in quite a bit today. So depending on where you're at.
Well, that's okay. You know, we've had such a nice week. It's fine.
You're right. Yep. So anyway, there's that. Partly to mostly cloudy today. Highs in the 70s. The big news here in the Bay Area is football related. Well, no, that's... I'm sure there's other COVID things and stuff. But for me, I think the really big news is the 49ers. Everyone had been frothing to find out what pick... Who will they pick with the third pick in the NFL draft?
What's going on here?
And they did surprise some people by going with this guy, Trey Lance. He's a quarterback out of North Dakota State. They say he's got a very high ceiling, but he's barely played games. So...
That's interesting, huh?
It's a dice roll for all of these football coaches and general managers who put teams together. And then if it works, they're heroes. If it doesn't, they move to the next city because they've been fired.
Well,
so,
you take a chance, you know? That's all you can do. You're trying some people out, see if they fit, see if they work, and see what they mature into.
As you mentioned earlier, there's more draft today. The Niners pick 11th today, 43rd overall.
Oh, okay.
And the other big story that broke yesterday, and there'd been rumblings about it, Aaron Rodgers, who's world famous and got it all. Got a movie star fiance.
Good looking in a deputy dog kind of way.
Yeah, and he's done some Jeopardy hosting.
Oh,
and
just wow. Woo.
He's an all around.
Good guy. What a guy.
I think. I don't know. But anyway, he wants out of Green Bay. So that news broke and everyone is.
Even
the Niners are in the news saying, of course we called.
Yeah,
he's the reigning MVP. Yeah, we called, but we couldn't get him. So we're doing what we're doing. But you're going to see him traded. Maybe it goes down today, but many are saying he's headed to Denver.
Oh, boy.
So we'll see. But that's the story as we speak. How about a fast fact?
You know I love those, Vinny. How could you deny me a fast fact on a Friday?
I love this one, and I don't know if you can find a picture of the Kowaljin volcano. It's in Indonesia. There's one volcano in the world that doesn't have red or orange lava. The lava from the Kowaljin volcano in Indonesia is bright blue.
Why?
I don't know why. It's very strange. It's, you know,
there must be a reason.
You expect something like that to involve food coloring, you know.
When it hardens, what color are the rocks? Are they blue?
I've never been there. I don't know. I just was tripped out.
Where the fast fact really is one sentence.
It's a sentence that it is their lava in Indonesia on the Kowaljin from the Kowaljin volcano is bright blue.
It sounds like that volcano has like a virus or something. It's sick.
I think it'd be neat to see for a minute. One of those tricks, though, as you're watching it, and then, oh, look at that.
Wow.
Bryn like found the picture.
Like a purpley blue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's,
You still want to run, though. I'm pretty sure that's probably still real hot.
Right. Also, the fumes, apparently, very poisonous.
Yeah.
I always think of the center of the Earth as being the place where all the lava comes from. So, and that, you know, wherever it's outletting on whatever volcano we're talking about, it's all kind of coming from the same place. So it's weird. Like, where is this coming from? You know, is there a Middle Earth, as we found out in Godzilla versus King Kong?
Oh, we found that out from there.
Spoiler alert. Well, also Lord of the Rings, but that was made up. You know, when I saw it happen in real life and there was upside down mountains, I was like, oh.
That was made
like, what is going on with this one? Is it like some pocket of, is there like a cancerous pocket in the magma of the Earth?
Oh, I can't explain.
The fast facts, everybody.
I mean, there's the inner core, the outer core, the mantle, and the crust. Is that
which Middle Earth?
The inner core.
Oh, that's where Middle Earth is?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Nicole.
You're welcome.
For...
Coco.
College paid off.
Yeah.
Pong.
Okay, is this another fast fact?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pong was never supposed to be released. A developer at Atari made it during a training exercise, but Atari's founder liked it so much, they decided to make it public.
You know... It just shows you how far we've come. Like, Pong is in our lifetime, Vin. Not these kids, but ours.
Mm-hmm.
And Pong was a thing. And when you look at it, what it was, if you held a Pong game in your hands now and you play, you'd go, there's no future. Like, it was so, people were into it. It was, you moved your toggles up and down on either side and batted. It was like, you know, tennis on your, like ping pong on your handheld.
And it increased in speed over time, right?
Well, but I'm saying just for that to be the first thing and for people to have actually been like, this is awesome, just shows how little we had.
Wasn't Pong what the monkey was playing that one time? Just two paddles on each side?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, yep. That was Pong. That was like a Pong thing.
You know which one I liked or I played a lot? And I don't think...
I don't think anybody...
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was just my pen hitting the floor. Anyway, I liked Asteroids.
Oh,
and it was really the simplest plain line drawing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's a kid could have come up with those graphics.
Yep.
Anybody.
And
but I did like it.
You'd hit the big ones and it'd break into two.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd hit the slightly smaller ones and each one would break into three little ones.
Right. No,
yeah,
that was fun,
challenging.
Though.
And they'd start coming at you a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved Asteroids. All the old video games. Cause we had nothing else, Vin. You know, these days you can't even pick which video game you're going to play because there's so many of them.
Hey, back one, the sulfuric gases at high pressures create high temperatures in excess of 600 degrees Celsius, which makes the flames bright blue.
You know, when a flame hotter burns, than a regular lava flow.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. You know, they talk about like a flame when it burns, usually the bottom blue part is the hottest part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think that has something to do with it. But
I feel like
gases,
all the parts are hot. So
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't touch.
Don't touch it. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's still a run for your life situation either way. Today is National Honesty Day.
Okay.
So today would be a good day to ask.
I have to go.
Although if you're dealing with someone who regularly BS's you, I'm guessing telling them it's National Honesty Day and grilling them with questions isn't going to bring about some newfound honesty.
That's true. Right. It's just a made up day.
Right.
It's not like an obligation.
So while it is, you know, they're saying it's National Honesty Day, I don't necessarily know you're going to be able to celebrate by grilling anyone in your home and hoping to get the answers you're most afraid of.
Yeah, and I can't participate in that, that's for sure.
Why do you say that?
My life is a web of lies, let's face
it.
Oh,
boy.
I can't.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be honest with you, Vinny.
The survey asked people how often they tell lies. The top answer is never.
They're lying. They're lying right there. I mean, that's good. That's the best answer for a poll like that.
Right. 27% of people say they never lie, ever. Aha. Mm.
Uh-huh.
18% of people say they lie once a year or less.
Mm.
Another 18% say they lie a couple times a month. On the other end of things, 6% of people say they tell one lie at least once a day.
Sure.
And 3% say, I am a compulsive liar.
Oh. Well, maybe I'm a compulsive liar. I'm not sure. I feel like I definitely embellish things. You know, if I feel like I'm losing someone. Am I losing you? Let me throw a dragon in. You know,
throw a dragon
something, in. Right? Just to like,
sure.
You know, but I feel like I just speak in hyperbole more than actual like lies that are going to affect people's lives. I'm not going to tell you, yeah, don't worry, your investments are safe with me. Not that kind of liar.
Right. No, I think
I'm
that.
Like a color commentator liar.
Especially from the early beginnings of this show, sometimes hard truths were the most entertaining radio, like yeah. Telling something almost confessional level telling of something is like not only yep. Do you free yourself, but you also look at the faces around you who are like, oh, my God, it's pretty,
you know,
exciting.
What else? Right, but then sometimes people like start to weigh in on it, and you find that you're not alone.
That's not exactly my point.
Right.
Is
it
that
it can be very cathartic to admit the truth and to have other people go, yeah, that's not that such a big deal. Other times,
the fear is that people
are alone. You are alone, right? Exactly. Like when I said, "Did your parents walk around naked?" and Nikki goes with absolute disgust, "No, no, only freaks would do that." Sorry, Mom and Dad. Turns out.
Just being honest on Honesty Day.
Right. Well done.
Yep. Well done.
This is wrong. This next story is wrong.
Oh, we've decided ahead of time. All right.
Please.
I don't have to worry about it.
Wait till you hear what these people are up to. Okay. And I don't know that this is true. So there's a social media post going viral in China right now. They say it's whistleblowing on something that's pretty insane, and there's a lot of people who don't want to admit that they're involved in this. Some women are secretly slipping their husbands' impotency drugs to keep them from cheating. This is the way they keep them from, you know...
Come on, Adele. It's a real thing.
Getting around. Although, then they're not getting theirs either, so...
Well,
maybe they don't want it.
They don't even want it.
What do they want it for?
If you listen to Sarah, they don't want it anyway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I don't want you getting it anywhere else either.
The drugs are an over-the-counter estrogen supplement that makes it so a guy can't perform, so then he can't cheat. He also can't, you know, bring the hammer home to mama, but whatever, fine. I guess you're
She's
willing
fine
to give that up.
Hammer. Yeah. That's wrong. It is wrong. I agree.
Few newspapers looked into the drug they're talking about. One of them did find a few stores where you could buy it. They're trying to basically validate this story that's really right now only on the internet as a I don't know what they have, if it's Reddit or something like that, but it's a white powder without odor, so you really probably could slip it to someone. It's obviously illegal to taint people's food
or yeah
however you're serving it to someone.
Were they just suspicious about the sales, and is there some underground Chinese ladies internet where they're sharing their secrets? It's an ancient Chinese secret about how to have your cake and not have to eat it either.
I wish I could really speak with any kind of authority about China. I don't. And I don't know what the government controls in terms of their internet. They're saying this is a social media post that's gone viral. But I thought that you couldn't, like, so you can go viral in China, but the government is in control of your...
Well, they control what the content is, right? And they definitely shut sites down.
I don't know.
It's controlled, but seems like it's on the verge of chaos, like ours. I don't know. I don't either know.
It's wrong, for sure, to put something in someone's food.
100%. I think we can all agree on that.
Right. My God, man.
Whatever your motivations, it is wrong.
Thank you for saying that. I fear you were going to say, well, that's one way.
I mean, she's, you know... solving many of her problems, but it is wrong the way she's doing it.
Solving many. Okay. Our text number is 800.
I don't want to do you, and I don't want to do anyone else. And I need
369. Yeah, that's the problem, though, is the whole, you know, all you have to do is do me, and then I won't want to go anywhere else. Hello.
If only that were true, Vin.
Isn't it, though?
Not always.
All right. I mean, I guess not always. I've certainly seen those guys who feel they need to juggle.
Yeah.
They well, feel they're just, they're not.
They're an alpha dog, baby.
I can, useful.
How can I say no?
Got a
I
gotta
lot, help these ladies out.
Right, on the hook.
Yeah.
Anyway, 800-400-3697. 707 says, I was great at Asteroids. I beat everyone.
Oh.
And I was playing with a broken joystick, so I could only spin one direction.
Wow. That's impressive, I guess.
510 says, Science with Vinny always makes me laugh. Something like that, you'd expect food coloring to be involved. Well, you know, I mean, anytime you see that product that you're used to being one color, and then they go, look, we've made it another color. And suddenly you go, I gotta have the blue one.
Yeah, I need purple ketchup.
Right. Whatever. 510. Hey, Coco.
Coco.
Which one of the Duggar sisters was exiled? I've been trying to find out, but I just keep seeing stories about Josh's arrest. Thank you, and happy Friday.
Oh, that's a hard one. Because they are all with a J name, so I can't keep up.
They're one of those families with all those kids?
Yeah.
Every one of them is a J?
All 19 have a J name after Jim Bob, the dad.
Yeah. Or after Jesus.
I think it's either Jessica or Jill.
You know, I've heard Jessica, but I don't know that I've heard of Jill. So I'm going to go it's Jessica. Because I did hear that one of them escaped.
Yeah. Oh, God. And then there's a Jana. I don't know. Jessica Jana. Or Jill.
We'll go with we don't know. Yeah. Keep digging deeper into the internet.
Ignore that family altogether.
Cares.
There's all these like conspiracy theories on TikTok about that family. So go on TikTok. People are like,
oh, yeah,
really looking into
it for you.
Yeah.
Sure. That family. Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Wait, did you say Deadwood? Did they release a new Deadwood?
No, yes, we're just...
Go on.
No, they did not release a new Deadwood. I'm watching the old series Deadwood. Go ahead.
P.S. You're gonna love Handmaid's Tale.
Oh my God, I know I am. I know. I'm saving it up.
You heard it here first.
650 says, I don't watch Handmaid's Tale, but aren't the wives of the husbands doing well? I'd imagine
they'd be well-to-do
or something.
Yeah, no, you know what they are? They all wear one color. To designate them as the wives, and they are all their husband's servants. And by the way, there's this one ritual that happens once a month, and the wife has to participate in it even and look into the husband's face while holding a lady in her arms between her legs. It's a...
What?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
You'll have to watch the show to find out. Oh, it's a ritual. And there are several unwilling participants in it.
Yeah, it's dark.
My God.
It's really dark.
It's very, very dark.
On that note, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The dreaded love triangle, Vinny. Can a friendship survive it?
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.